Kroger Tenderay Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. So you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top-grade beef. For example, when you buy a Kroger-cut porterhouse steak, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price for stringy meat and excess waste. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store. Get Kroger-cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs has another guest in her home, little 5.5-year-old Julie Martin, daughter of Peg Martin, Penny's longtime friend. It is the day following Julie's arrival in Rossville, and Penny's mother, Grace, comes into the living room where Julie is playing silently and alone.
Julie.
Oh, hello.
Julie, you're so quiet, I couldn't find you anywhere.
You're playing at Grace.
My, you remember my name, don't you?
You're Aunt Grace, and the man who sits in the chair with the wheels is Uncle Jed.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady who's so pretty is Aunt Nora. And the man who likes Aunt Nora is Uncle Freddy. And the handsome man's Uncle John. And the nicest of all is Aunt Penny.
You like her best of all, do you, Julie? Well, I think you're her favorite little girl, too. You were playing when I came in. What were you playing?
Castle.
Castle? Well, I don't think I know how to play castle. Could you teach me?
Oh, you're too old to play castle. Only a beautiful young princess can play castle.
Oh, I see. And you're the beautiful young princess.
No, but I pretend I am. It's fun pretending.
Well, I don't think you need to pretend, Julie. You're very much a beautiful young princess.
Oh, but I like to pretend.
Well, if you like to. What do you pretend when you play castle?
I pretend I'm in a big castle far, far away. No grandma, no mommy, and nobody to tell me what to do.
Hmm?
And I do what I want to. I eat what I want to eat, and I get up when I want to, and go to bed when I want to, and I have lots and lots of dolls. And they all mind me, and everybody minds me. And I never go away from my castle, because I have everything I want.
And that's what you like, darling, to live in a castle and never go out of it?
Oh, yes, Aunt Grace. Well, then I could be by my own self all the time.
Darling, you shouldn't like being by yourself all the time.
I don't like it, Aunt Grace, but I have to be. So I pretend I want to be in. It's fun instead of not fun.
Oh, yes, I think I understand. Julie, didn't you bring a doll with you?
Oh, yes. Didn't you see her?
No, I didn't, dear.
I brought her down to play castle with me because she likes to play castle, too. Would you like to see her?
Well, I certainly would. Where is she?
In the chair here. This is the ballroom, and she's watching a dance. Isn't she beautiful?
Why, she's lovely, Julie. What's her name?
Her name is Henrietta Geraldine Annabella Maribel Josephine.
Well, that's a beautiful name. But why such a long one, Julie?
Well, she's a princess, and all princesses have long names.
Oh, that's right. They do.
Well, I guess I told a fib, Aunt Grace.
Hmm?
The real reason she has a long name is I couldn't pick out a favorite short one, so I called her all my favorite names.
Well, whatever the reason, Julie, I think it's a wonderful name. But if you had another doll, what would you name her?
Another doll?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never had two dolls all at once.
Well, suppose you look in this box and see what's inside.
This box is for me?
Mm-hmm. All for you.
Oh, but this isn't my birthday or Christmas or anything.
Well, this is a special present for a very special little girl. Now open the box and see what's in it.
All right. There, I did it.
Well, now push back the paper and see what's there.
A dog.
Well, why don't you lift her out of the box and find out if she likes you?
Oh, but she's sleeping. She'll be mad if I wake her up.
Oh, I don't think so, darling. She's had a nice long nap, and I think she wants to wake up. See? When I move her, she wakes up right away.
Oh, she's so beautiful, Aunt Grace. Is she really mine?
She's really yours. But don't you think you ought to hold her?
Oh, yes. Oh, I love her, Aunt Grace. She's just the right size. Oh, but won't Henrietta, Geraldine, Annabella, Maribel, Josephine be jealous if I love her too much?
No, I think Henrietta, Geraldine will like the idea of having another doll to talk to when you're not around.
Well, that's right. Henrietta, Geraldine, Annabella, Maribel, Josephine is awful lonesome sometimes.
Sure.
They should meet each other now, shouldn't they?
Well, I think that'd be nice.
I'll introduce them. Henrietta, Geraldine, Annabella, Maribel, Josephine, this is... Oh, goodness, she doesn't have a name.
Well, don't you think she ought to have one?
Well, I could call her Aunt Grace, but she's not old enough to be an aunt.
No, I don't think she is.
Could I call her Grace?
Yes, you could, but don't you think it'd be better if you call her...
I think Grace would be a perfect name, Julie.
Oh, Aunt Penny.
Hello,
look at the beautiful new doll I have.
Yes, darling, I see it. You like it?
Oh, I just love her. But no more than I love Henrietta, Geraldine, Annabella, Maribel, Josephine.
Oh, Julie.
I love them both just as much as each other.
And that's the way it should be, Julie. Yep, I think you should call your new doll Grace.
Well, Penny, don't you think it should
call her Grace, Julie, in honor of Aunt Grace.
It's all right, Aunt Grace?
Why, yes, of course, dear. I'm flattered.
Then her name is Grace. Grace, you're going to sit beside Henrietta, Geraldine, Annabella, Maribel, Josephine, and watch the dance. And then you'll live in the castle with us.
Oh, Penny, darling, I hope you don't mind.
Oh, why should I mind?
Aunt Penny, can we go out in the backyard and play?
Of course, darling, but don't go out of the yard. Your mother may want you for something.
I won't go out of the yard, Aunt Penny. I just want to show Grace where Henrietta, Geraldine, Annabella, Maribel,
what
Josephine,
an adorable little girl.
Isn't she, though?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Penny, you're sure it was all right to give Julie your doll?
Matter of fact, I was thinking of giving it to her myself.
Oh, then maybe I should have waited for you to give it to her.
Oh, no.
But I couldn't. The poor child seems so lonesome, and the doll she has is such a ragged and battered thing.
Yes, I noticed that. And that's her only doll, too. It's kind of hard to believe.
Oh, it isn't the size or condition of the doll that matters to a little girl, Penny. As long as it's a doll, something to hold close to mother and to love. It can be made of paper, the finest china. It can be made in rags or in the most expensive silks. It can be perfect or it can be minus an arm or leg, as long as it's a doll. It'll warm a little girl's heart and put a smile of comfort on her face.
Yeah, I remember the doll you just gave to Julie and what it did for me. Oh, golly, if it can do half as much for Julie, it'll bring me happiness all over again.
You had that doll a long time ago, didn't you?
Well, I was a little girl a long time ago.
Oh, not too long ago.
Much too long ago, Mother. Do you know, it suddenly struck me when I walked in and saw Julie holding that doll. I don't know how many years she's been packed away in a drawer, 10, 15, maybe even 18 years.
Oh, I don't think it's that many.
Well, it's been so many that I'd forgotten about her until just the other day when I saw the ragged, broken thing that Julie called a doll. I didn't even know where my doll was. Or I think I might have even given it to her yesterday. I guess when I grew up, I forgot I was ever a child.
Well, as long as you can smile about it, dear.
I forced that smile. Oh, Mother, why can't we all stay little girls and live in a world of dolls instead of people? Dolls are so much nicer than people.
Are they, Penny? You don't really mean that.
Oh, yes, I do. You can love a doll without being hurt. You can put a doll somewhere and know she'll be there when you get back.
And you can pack a doll away in a drawer for 15 or 18 years and forget she ever existed. Would you like to do that to any person you know?
No, I suppose not.
Penny, what's the matter?
Nothing, darling. Seeing my doll of long ago just set me to thinking, that's all. I think I'll walk out in the backyard and see how Julie's doing. Would you like to join me?
No, I have some things to do for Jed, dear. But I'll be out in a little while.
All right. But come out as soon as you can. The sunshine will do you good.
All right.
And I know you'll like watching Julie.
You're a very bad girl, Henrietta, Geraldine, Annabella, Maribel, Josephine. You say you're sorry to Grace for knocking her over. Now say you're sorry. That's better.
Oh, excuse me, may I come in?
Oh, yes, Aunt Penny, but not that way. That's a window.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where's the door?
Right there where those two trees are.
Oh, of course, that's silly of me. Do I knock first?
No, you can come right in. The door's open. The door's always open when it's warm out.
Mm-hmm, it is lovely out, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And it's fun having a rug on the floor. A beautiful green rug.
What, didn't you ever play in the grass when you lived with your grandmother?
There wasn't any grass, Aunt Penny. Only sidewalks.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, I didn't mind. Being on the sidewalk was better than being in the house.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. And Grandma didn't tell me bad things about Mommy.
What, Julie?
When I was in the house, I used to have to put Henrietta Geraldine Annabella Maribel Josephine to sleep so she couldn't hear the bad things about Mommy.
Oh, darling, I'm sure you misunderstood your grandmother.
No, Grandma told me that all the time that Mommy was bad to Daddy. That's why I didn't have a Daddy, and that's why I'd never have a Daddy.
I see. Well, darling,
hello there.
Hello, Peg.
Oh, Mommy, are you coming in my house, too?
Why, yes, Julie.
The door's right there between the two trees, Peg.
Thanks, Annie. I wouldn't have known.
Look, Mommy, at the beautiful new doll Aunt Grace gave me. Her name's Grace.
Oh, it's lovely, dear. But I think you'd better come in the house. It's nearly dinner time, and you have to wash.
Oh, Mommy, can I stay out for a little while?
No, I don't think so. Come on, darling.
Yes, Mommy.
You coming, Penny?
No, thanks. I think I'll stay out a while. It's nice.
Aunt Penny, I'll let you carry Henrietta, Geraldine, Annabelle, Maribel.
Come on, darling. Your Aunt Penny wants to stay out here. I'll help you carry your dolls.
Yes, Mommy.
Peg, when you see Mother, ask her to come out before the sun goes down. It's going to be a beautiful sunset.
All right. I'll tell her. Go on in, Judy.
All right.
That's a good girl.
Mommy, you like the new doll Aunt
Grace? Now, listen, you. What were you saying to Aunt Penny as I came out into the yard?
Mommy, it hurts when you squeeze my arm.
I'm sorry, but what were you saying?
Nothing, Mommy.
You were talking about your grandmother and me, weren't you? Weren't you? Now, don't you lie to me.
Yes, Mommy, but I didn't say anything bad.
What did you tell her?
Nothing, Mommy. Please, don't look at me like that.
You listen to me, young lady. I don't want to hear you saying anything to anyone about your grandmother or about me. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Yes, Mommy.
You just keep your mouth shut or you'll be a very sorry and very unhappy little girl.
Well, Peg Martin certainly isn't the loving mother she's pretended to be, is she? And why doesn't she want little Julie to talk about her grandmother and about her? Is Peg hiding something? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Heart in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger cut rib roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waist and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you, you can get Kroger cut beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask the Kroger meat man for Kroger cut beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef. And you'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Heart in Harmony.